Sister Norma Pimentel urges graduates to live with integrity at Sacred Heart University commencement. Catholic Charities RGV leader addresses class of 2026 and receives honorary degree during university ceremony. Texas Border Business. Sister Norma Pimentel, MJ, President and CEO of Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, urged graduates to live with integrity, respect, and courage during remarks delivered this month at Sacred Heart University's 2026 commencement ceremonies in Connecticut. Pimentel addressed undergraduate students during Sacred Heart University's commencement ceremony on May 9 at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, according to the university. She was one of four keynote speakers selected for the university's 60th commencement ceremonies and received an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree. "We must live with integrity, with respect for one another, with respect for life, and with respect for who we are called to be," Pimentel said in remarks later shared publicly. "We must defend those God-given values with courage and love." In a message following the ceremony, Pimentel reflected on joining graduates and families for the event and congratulated the class of 2026. "What a blessing it was to be with the graduates of Sacred Heart University," Pimentel said. "May God guide your steps, strengthen your hearts, and help you use your gifts in service to others." She also thanked the university community for what she described as a beautiful commencement celebration, and encouraged graduates to carry the courage to live with integrity, the compassion to care for others, and the faith to bring hope wherever it is needed. Pimentel concluded her message by telling graduates to be a light for others. Sacred Heart University announced in April that Pimentel would serve as a commencement speaker alongside other leaders from public service, higher education, and technology. The university identified her as a humanitarian leader through her work at Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where she has led migrant and humanitarian assistance efforts in South Texas.